Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from the Houston office of Deb Evans Consulting and Social Geek Radio.
Hey, Deb, Jack Munson coming to you live from the Kigo Chicago offices and the Social Geek Radio North studios. What's going on there today?
Well, you know, I have a geek it out to share, and I'm really anxious to hear about your travels. You have been one crazy busy person, and I've been loving the tweets and seeing what's going on, so anxious for the updates. But let's do a geek it out. So, as always, I love getting up in the morning and saying, oh, I wonder what's new today. And usually it's, okay, what's new with Facebook? And I'd love to give some airtime to other social platforms, but Facebook just seems to constantly pop up. So Facebook is now introducing what they're calling the marketplace. So my guess is, and from what I've read, is they're trying to take over Craigslist and eBay. I mean, why not? You know, Facebook has taken over everybody else. So let's go ahead and take over Craigslist and eBay.
Yeah, they killed Periscope last month. So, wow. I mean, eBay is a pretty big one to take on. So what are they doing?
So here are a few things that we should know about what's coming out. Now, it is rolling out in the U.S. and the U.K. They say within the next couple of days. So just watch your app. It'll be an update on your Facebook app. If you want to buy something, the action will create a messenger thread with the seller for the two of you. So it's going to be an app, marketplace, but it's going to act like Messenger. And I do use Facebook Messenger. I have some clients and friends that they don't text anymore. They send it through Facebook Messenger. So you'll be able to browse items by categories, you know, like electronics, and you will have a dedicated your item section that will show you open inquiries on what you have available for sale. So it'll be an inquiry that looks like, again, like a messenger. Facebook says they won't facilitate the handling of payments or shipping through Marketplace. People who use Messenger in the U.S. can, however, opt to pay each other through the app's built-in mobile payments feature. We're just going to try to make this as easy as possible. Probably one other thing to know is Marketplace is designed to show you items for sale in your area, but you can choose any city in a country where the feature works to see what's for sale there and message people. So those are the top tips of what to understand about Messenger. If you go to businessinsider.com, you can get a full article on it, but we'll see. I mean,
I would also say as soon as it's launched for everybody, Facebook has usually been pretty good about having, you know, sort of those very short little tutorials.
Yes. With,
you know, the graphics of here's what it means to me, right? So, be on the lookout for Facebook Marketplace, which I think is proving my point that Facebook is running out of names.
Yeah. And it's trying to take over the world.
Yeah.
At least our mobile apps.
How soon till we don't need anything else, right?
So, you know, and you know, talking about not needing anything else, and I don't know that we've mentioned this on Social Geek Radio or if you've actually tried it. Have you ever done a Facebook call? You know, a video call through Facebook?
No, a two-way? No, that's where I've stopped.
Well, I have a franchise friend, and you know her, Susan King. We used to always do Google calls, you know, because we'd be on Google Plus and do Google calls. Well, you know, that disappeared, and I'm sorry, I can't open up Skype anymore. I'm just done with that. So we started doing Facebook calls, and there's something to be said about being able to see that person that you want to talk to.
Sure. Yeah,
of course, you know, we could FaceTime, but we're sitting at our computer and working on the computer anyway. So it's like, oh, you know, let's just pop a message and say, hey, are you available for a FaceTime call? It's like, sure. Okay. We open up Facebook, FaceTime, Facebook, whatever. And we do a video call. So I'm finding I'm working within Facebook a lot. Might want to fight it.
Look out. They're going to get you.
They got me. All right. So enough of that social media and Facebook and what's going on, or not enough of social media. You have attended a few different conferences over the last couple of days. So you ready to give us a couple of your best practices and tips and things that you picked up?
Absolutely. There have been some pretty good events in the franchise space over the course of the month of September. The Franchise Action Network meeting in Washington, D.C., though probably not the most exciting time on earth for any marketers, it's a good event that the IFA puts on to speak with the powers that be in Washington, D.C. about what's happening with franchising. Also, a big shout-out to the guys who put on the Springboard event in Philadelphia every year. Great event if you're in franchising, whether you're in marketing or operations or sales, or if you're on the supplier side, definitely check it out. It's probably the most, shall we say, entertaining event of all of the franchise events throughout the year, thanks to Lane and Brad.
Oh, yeah.
But what I really wanted to dive into this week was the Franchise Leadership and Development Conference that Franchise Update puts on every year. And I had the opportunity to moderate a panel discussion about using social media for franchise development. Now, we speak almost every week here on Social Geek Radio about using social media,
right,
using digital marketing for the consumer side of franchising and driving people into all of those small businesses and getting the cash register to ring and finding new customers and doing great customer service. But what we don't really talk about as much, or maybe it's been sort of sporadic, is using social and digital for franchise development. And, you know, I like to think it's sort of the last great holdout in the world of sales and marketing to really jump into something new, because there are so many things that people have been doing for decades that a lot of us just see as not working anymore, and we're finally starting to feel the effects of social media marketing for franchise development. So the panel had some great guys on the panel. One of our favorites here on Social Geek Radio, Paul Pickett from Wild Birds Unlimited, was sort of our rock star of the panel. Also, Aaron Goldberg of Zips and Philip Schramm from Buffalo Wings and Rings. All great franchise sales guys and all having some great success in using digital marketing and social media in their franchise development, but all doing very different things. So I was very, very hip on moderating this panel. And what I found was, and this was sort of the key takeaway for everyone, when people think of social media, just like you said earlier, Deb, what do we think of? We think of Facebook, right?
Right.
Well, I think the key takeaway from this panel was, before you can just say, you know, let's dive into Facebook or let's dive into LinkedIn or Twitter or whatever else you're planning on doing as far as finding some new franchise candidates, is you've got to really look at who your best candidate is. So, for instance, if you have an owner-operator type of franchisee, right, someone who is in the store, passionate about whatever your product is, whether it's pizza or some sort of retail situation, or in Paul Pickett's case, the bird loving lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
Facebook is probably where you're going to find your candidates. Why? They're most likely already customers of another franchisee's location. You can tell your franchise story through pictures and videos and sharing those moments of fun, cool, and prosperous things happening within any other franchisee store. And that's really the person who responds to that is a great candidate to buy a franchise. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, and Aaron Goldberg from Zips had some great stories to share about this, is not the owner-operator, but typically it's an investor, right? It's someone who is buying into a service like, in Aaron's case, a dry cleaners, or it might be lots of other types of home services or small businesses of any kind that's probably owned by a multi-unit owner. It might be someone who's just doing this as an investment. They might already have multiple other franchises that they've purchased, and they're adding to their portfolio, they're adding to their own business, they're growing their business, right? And those guys are probably not going to respond to a Facebook post or a Facebook ad. Most likely, and the best place to reach these people is where? LinkedIn, right?
Yes,
and you're really going, right, you're really going for that B2B investor. And Aaron has had some great luck in reaching out one-on-one to folks like that in using LinkedIn. And some other people in the room have had some great luck as well doing some advertising, which, you know, if you're targeting business leaders to have a conversation about franchise development, LinkedIn is a pretty good place to do it because you can really drill down and find exactly the people who have a certain background or are in a certain industry or they live in a certain geography. It's really no secret where someone is or what they're into when you find them on LinkedIn. So I found it fascinating that, you know, as I said, the big key takeaway was not really a surprise, but I think we had never really put this fine of a point on it before, that before you jump into any social media platform, just think about who the candidate is, who you're trying to reach, you know, who do you want to recruit to award a franchise at some point. And depending upon what the answer of that is, that's the social platform you should start with. So a couple of the other things that I found interesting. We've talked about using social media and using Facebook for franchise development, you know, over the past few years at some of these conferences and here on Social Geek Radio. But it's always been sort of an afterthought, right? You know, I remember two or three years ago kind of getting, you know, really kind of laughed out of the room at some of these conferences when we suggested using Facebook for franchise development. And there was a lot of naysayers. Well, over the past year, that's really changed. And I'm pleased to say that some of the folks we spoke to at the Franchise Leadership and Development Conference this year, everybody who came up and you know, had an experience to share, they were telling us stories about selling, you know, in the 3, 4, maybe even 5 franchises strictly on Facebook ads, which I found phenomenal compared to what we were hearing a year ago. So I think we finally turned the corner that Facebook is a legitimate B2B source for franchise development. So to me, that was the big thing. And some of the other points of the discussion that I wanted to share real quick included the best practice that I think we all came up with and agreed upon for Facebook for franchise development is using the Facebook custom audience targeting. If you're not familiar with this, check it out. Go to Facebook and search for it. You can find it. You can upload a list of email addresses of your prospects. And so, you know, if you're selling franchises, obviously you've got databases and long lists of candidates and spreadsheets with all of their emails and everything, right? You can upload that list into Facebook and create an ad that will be shown strictly to the people on that list, or more specifically, to the people on Facebook with whom that email address matches, right? You can't name them by name, but if their email address matches, Facebook says, yes, this is the same person, and they'll display that Facebook ad to them. It's a great way to reach specific people. Maybe it's some people who are already in your sales funnel, or they're maybe at whatever stage in the process with you, and you want to share a new message or a different message or something like that. I had a couple of folks we spoke to were saying that they were getting you know, cost per lead using this was turning out to be like, you know, under $10, which is phenomenal, right? The other thing that I will mention that's still fairly new, and it's been around for a while, but not a lot of people have used it. I just checked it out recently myself, is the Facebook Ads lead form,
mm-hmm.
which is a great way for your prospects and customers and potential candidates that you want to reach. If you put out an ad using this lead form and they decide to get some more information from you and they're looking at Facebook on their mobile phone, which, you know, I don't even know what the percentage of that is anymore, probably 90%, right? If they're using their mobile phone and they click on this, it will automatically populate most of their information, their name, their address, their email address, and all of that stuff is automatically populated for them, so they can send that to you and get some information, and they don't have to go through five or six steps of filling out a form before they decide, do I want to send this or not? If they click on it, it already fills out all of their information, and then they can choose if they want to forward that and submit it or not. But it just makes the Facebook ad experience and filling out the form just so much easier for people. And I think at the end of the day, what is social media marketing all about? Just trying to make that connection easier and trying to make that engagement with a potential customer easier for everyone. So if you are doing any kind of franchise development advertising or any kind of advertising, even for any kind of B2B outreach, I really would recommend checking out this Facebook Ads lead form because it makes it so easy for your prospects.
Very good. Was there any discussion about Twitter marketing at all?
You know, not so much. A lot of questions about it, and it really felt like with this crowd, there were definitely folks on Facebook, and they were getting some good results there,
mm-hmm.
and there were definitely some great results from the people who were using LinkedIn, and I did not have one person in that entire room say anything about
right.
results using Twitter, and perhaps that says a lot at this
mm-hmm.
point. So
at least in our fields, in our industry,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and I gotta think, you know, Twitter is still just such a such an enigma for a lot of marketers, and I think you know they're finding some good sort of mass messaging there, but as far as some sort of targeted advertising for people who may be interested in purchasing a franchise or doing some other sort of business, I really do not feel right now that there's a lot of people who are having a lot of success or at least not sharing that success. So definitely a Facebook and LinkedIn crowd with the Franchise Leadership and Development Conference.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, you did have a power panel. I saw a couple
yeah.
pictures and tweets about you guys. So good job. Very well done.
Thank you very much. And one last thing I wanted to mention, if you're in the Chicago area, we've got another great event coming up next week. It's Thursday, October 13th, and this is the IFA WFN Women's Franchise Network, the Chicago chapter, which is relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
We've got an event coming up Thursday evening, and it's taking place at the No Limit Agency, which is in the Big Prudential Plaza downtown. Thursday, October 15th starts at 5:30 p.m., and I'll be on a panel not talking specifically about franchise sales, but everything in franchising when it comes to social media marketing. The title is Social Media Marketing Beyond the Basics, and I'll be joined on the panel by Bridget Vetter of Topper's Pizza, who's been on the Social
yeah.
Media Radio Show.
Yeah,
not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Dana Farber of Barcode, Kyle Welch of Chicago Scoops, and myself. So if you're in Chicago Thursday, October 13th, please come on down to the No Limit Agency offices for this panel discussion. Big thanks to Nick and the folks at No Limit for hosting us and for the team at Cheng Cohen for putting this event together.
Very good. I wish I could be there, but cannot, I've been up to the no limit agency as well as Chang Tohen's office. So yeah, combine those two agency or firms that and then that panel. It's like, oh, this is going to be a really good discussion. So
yeah, our goal is to make Chicago a hot spot for franchising again. So
good. Chicago's not bad. I mean, might not want to go there in January, but
no, it'll be fine. Come on now.
Well, you don't want to come to Texas in August, so you know all's wrong with the world.
Yeah. Oh my goodness! I just realized I'm coming to Texas after October 1st, before November 1st.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I hope it's still cool.
Oh yeah, we should be good. But we get a heat wave when you decide. You know, Jack Munson's coming to town, so everything changes.
Yeah,
but. No,
yeah,
we should
keep them out. Let's make it 110 degrees in October. So
no, it should be in the 80s. You should be good.
Right, and that event that we're speaking about, of course, is FranTech coming up at the end of October. I know this is a lot of events and stuff we're talking about. So for the FranTech event, and also for the Chicago Women's Franchise Network event, we'll put links to this on the Social Geek Radio Facebook page if you're interested in attending.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, thank you, Mr. Munson. Very good to, I'm sure you're ready to end your travels a little bit for a couple days. Thanks for sharing all that information, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. I'll talk to you then, Deb. Thanks,
right.
And good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.